level, Jeffy.
Jeffy level.
Hello.
Jeffy?
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Okay, David, laugh. That's good. That's good. Now, when you laugh, you get back away from the mic.
Just turn his head away.
Okay, here we go. Fun Phone Production number 74, the day after yesterday's show. Tape. What's today? August 8th. Air, September 20th.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Fluke, Uncle Jeffy, and Evelyn.
Very cordial evening from the big city, ladies and gentlemen. This is the day after yesterday show. I'm Tim Schneider, and I trust that you'll find tonight's show enjoyable. Now, you may ask yourself at this point why I'm sitting here in this rather huge body cast with bandages wrapped around my arms and legs. Well, I had a feeling that you might. Well, this all has to do with last night's show. We'll show you a clip from it as soon as our director finishes his Big Mac. Are you all through, Leo? Good. All right, let's see last night's clip, which will explain why I'm clad here in bandages. As most of you may recall, our show last night came to you from one of New York's most famous subway tunnels. A very cordial evening from the big city, ladies and gentlemen. We're standing in one of the big city's most famous subway tunnels, right on the track, as a matter of fact. Hey, how about that? I rhymed! Anyway, our topic tonight will be the New York subway system and its origin and possible future. Among the people we'll be speaking with tonight are several of the citizens who depend on the train for transportation every day of their lives, some of which have been riding the train for over 40 years. We'll speak with the oldest engineer in the New York subway system, and then we'll talk with the train itself and find out why it has traveled back and forth on these tracks day after day, and find out how it feels about the situation. So it should be an interesting show, so why not sit back, relax? fellas, I thought you said the train doesn't run this late on Wednesdays.
There you go.
Well, I hear one rapidly approaching. no, it isn't, and it better not be.
It is.
Now you all know why I'm sitting here in bandages. Wasn't that funny? But don't worry, I was out of the hospital 1 hour ago, and you know what else? The doctors say I'll live. Anyway, on with tonight's show. I'm sure you'd like to meet our guest for this early morning. If you've been following the papers like you're supposed to, and my crew certainly isn't, they're busy looking at the wrong papers and smoking them too. If you've been reading the papers, there has been a great deal of discussion on cannibalism lately, and we have taken the liberty of having flown here from South Africa a real honest-to-goodness cannibal. Here now with me, with your indulgence, is our guest for this early morning from the big city, Hannibal the Cannibal. Hannibal. Why is cannibalism so popular among your people?
Well, Tim, it's probably due to the fact that in South Africa there is at times no chance of getting to the local supermarket during a tropical rainstorm. Sometimes they go on for months, and the only way to suppress our huge appetites is to put a stop to them permanently. We eat each other.
I see. Well, I'm interested, and I'm sure our director is interested too. Aren't there any McDonald's restaurants in South Africa? There's one on almost every corner here.
No, there aren't.
Well, just what parts of humans do you like to eat?
Well, I guess it depends on the kind of mood I'm in at the time. Sometimes when I'm really hungry, I'll eat a leg, or other times when I just want a snack, I'll simply munch on a nose or an ear.
Well, what about the stomach? Or the heart? You know, you gotta have heart.
yes. Sometimes I will eat the heart, but a favorite part is the breast, for obvious reasons.
Aw. And I thought you were a leg man.
You know, all this talk about food is getting me rather hungry.
Food? What food? We're discussing the human anatomy.
Well, isn't that food? Boy, I'm really getting hungry. You know, sometimes when I've gone without food for several hours, I can't control myself.
Well, How long has it been since you eaten?
Too long.
Now, wait a minute. I don't get any ideas.
I've got to. I've got to.
You just consumed my left arm there.
I'm terribly sorry. I just couldn't control myself.
Well, that's okay. It was all bandaged and broken anyway.
Boy, that arm was good. You know, you're very tasty. I'll just try something else here.
Hey, you're consuming me all up. Guess this interview really has me...
No! Where's the salt? Who's got the ketchup?
Well, it appears that I'm rapidly deteriorating here, so I guess we'll have to sign off from the big city.
Hey, watch it! That was my ear! Watch it!
Anyway, stay tuned now for the 2 a.m. special. It's the 341st rerun of the program's first show with Helen Reddy. And watch it! That's my leg! Wolfman Jack, a very good evening to all from the big city, to all of us here in the big city. I guess there's nothing left for me to say except, have it your way. Have it your way.
Oh, boy, was he good.
Stu played the part of Tim Schneider, the cannibal was Uncle Jeffy, and the voice in the background was Dave Shokas. This is Stu Funfone speaking.